Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That's just more charity work we're doing. Yeah, it's just stop going on about it, Katie. Just,
I donated to charity today. Actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, one of my friends doing the marathon, so I donated to her.
How much?
Mark,
is that rude?
Yeah. I donate. I thought it would convert into
she
dollars.
Could lie.
I thought it would convert into dollars. £80.
Wow, that is a lot.
So that's $100, yeah.
That's $100, but then it didn't convert. It was $80. I donated £80 and 72 pence, and I was like, well, that'll go to a nice $100, and then it just showed up as 80, 72. I'm like, this girl probably thinks I'm crazy.
You got to be careful when you're sponsoring on those things that you don't accidentally do it per mile.
Yeah, oh. £80, 72 per mile.
Times that by 27 and a half.
Oh my God, I would be so fucked. Oh my God, can I swear on this? No.
No. Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Hello everyone.
There's a guest episode. We're also joined by Katie Green.
Hi.
There we go. That was a smooth intro straight in there. Cracking stuff. How are you, Danny? You all right?
Fine, thanks. But
We've just spent the week together. I know exactly how you are.
It's more than a week. You know, when I worked at a hospital radio Plymouth Northern Air, Manchester, hospital radio,
yeah.
The listeners always knew when I was on. 7 to 8 Mondays, Danny Ward on the wards. But podcasting, it's Monday now, isn't it? But could be any day.
Could be any day. Yeah. But we are trying to get them out every Tuesday. We're trying to be consistent.
Oh, quick turnaround.
Oh, no, this is a week later.
Oh, no, yeah, not tomorrow.
Oh,
no, absolutely
okay.
Not. Yeah, yours is be in for 2 weeks. Tomorrow. As far as the listener's concerned, it's tomorrow straight away. This is fresh content. So how are you, Katie? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. You were just talking about your friend in America.
Yes.
That's where you grew up?
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
East side or west side?
West side, California.
West side. Cool. And
yeah.
Did you start comedy there?
I started it in California. I started in San Francisco.
Oh, that's a good scene for comedy, right?
It is really good. It's a really good scene to start.
Yeah.
It was a lot smaller when... The scene's grown a lot since I started. And
is that because of you?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I left and they're like, let's get this stuff rolling. and then I went down to LA and that was difficult. LA was hard.
Right. Why is that?
Like, just really hard to find yourself when you're a new comic. I feel like I couldn't find my voice. So, and everyone's coming from
the
something.
The gig's hard.
They're bleak. They're
maybe
really
you could
bleak.
Talk us through. I hear sort of anecdotally hear stories about these gigs where there's no breaks, there's tons of acts, no one gets paid.
Yeah,
maybe you can talk us
that's
through
the life.
Average.
So why are you over here then?
So well, okay. So this is very true. They do a lot of lottery. So you put your name in the bucket and then
what? You're not even guaranteed.
You're
a
not
gig.
Guaranteed. Sometimes you wait 3 hours.
That isn't, and it, do they do that over here?
They don't do that here anymore. I think they try to dapple with it. I think
Here
they start with the bringers.
Yeah.
And then LA also has a lot of pay to play. New York does as well. Mm. So you pay $5 for 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Don't know we're born, Mark, do we?
We don't know we're born.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. And so does a compere pick out the thing?
Yeah, and then it would be rigged a lot.
Would it?
Yeah. because the compere would be like, there's my friend. Yeah.
Wow.
Bloody hell, this is
And then there was one that was lottery in the beginning. Mm. So they'd pick out 20 names.
Yeah.
And then...
That's a lot of comics
it's
for a night.
Too many.
As it is.
And so they pick out the 20 names. And then so if you weren't picked, then you get to go home. But then it's lottery again. So you still have to wait around to see when you were going to... Like, it wasn't in the order of what it was called. They put the names back in the bucket, those 20 names. Well, and then they call from there.
So this is a way to guarantee audiences full of comics.
No, so, I think it's a way to test resilience. Yeah.
And you left.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I left. I couldn't do it. I couldn't hang.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is that New York as well? Or was that
New York
an LA
I've
thing?
Not done. So like, I've only done a few shows in New York. So I can't.
Because I hear they're very different sort of vibes, New York and
yeah,
LA,
very different. LA is quite... TV. Yeah. Everyone who's doing it is also doing something else in TV.
Yeah,
or something.
I heard on another podcast that people, they always do their best gear in LA just in case there's someone in watching, like a producer or a director. Whereas in New York, people are trying to develop their acts further.
Yeah, that's pretty true. LA was like, there were lots of places where, I mean, everyone's tied to something in LA. Mm.
So you've come over here and you've developed your act, and then you've been back over a few times. Do you gig when you go back over?
So when I'm home in San Francisco, I don't gig unless I'm there for a long time, like maybe over a week.
Right.
Because it's just too difficult to... I live in a suburb and I go to visit family.
Of course, you
want to
make the most of the time, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to gig.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like you get... much out of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
What's the point? Yeah.
I mean, if it's a great gig, then that's all right. But then if it's just some.
So it must be quite hard, because now you've got to a point over here where you're doing proper circuit gigs, proper paid circuit gigs. So when you go back over there, are you then back at that sort of that level that you were when you left?
Yeah. And that's the part I don't mind that part. It's just it's like the opportunity cost of, okay, I'd rather be with my family.
Yes.
If I'm all this way over.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I go to like New York, LA, or any other place, I'm fine with doing really horrible gigs. But only if I don't want to be waiting 2 hours at a show and being like, oh, well, my grandma's at home. Like,
yeah,
just being like, where are you?
Oh, my goodness.
And it's also really stressful because my grandparents worry about me a lot when I go into San Francisco because it's not like the safest city.
Oh, right.
It's so they get...
Yeah.
It's like I can't deal with the anxiety of...
Yeah, yeah. And it must, I suppose, to actually get any progression over there, you need to be spending a year there, really.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think the progression in San Francisco, a lot of it is just moving to LA.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously like the club comics, but you have to be there for, like you said, a while.
Yeah. So when you have done gigs over there, have you? Because you obviously when you came over here, you came over with material that you were doing over there.
Yeah.
And then that's probably obviously developed since you've been here.
Yeah.
And then when you go back, does the same stuff work?
Some does and some doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So what doesn't? Like, have you got material where it's like talking about being an American here?
Yes. So I talk a lot about British people, I guess, and that just doesn't. It's not the same.
Yeah. So
they don't care.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, they don't know, do they, if they've not sort of travelled about?
Yeah, so any, like, British accent stuff doesn't work because... Or, like, some of it works.
You do, the Essex accent.
Yeah, some of it will work and then some of it won't.
Oh, cool.
It's all really... You kind of realise in real time. Like, whenever I go back... The first time I went back after a long time over here, I did Limestone Comedy Festival, which is in... Indiana.
Okay, I've been to Indiana.
Yeah.
Fun
yeah,
fact.
We've talked about this.
Have we? Yes.
Yeah.
To Bloomington.
Yeah, Bloomington.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
where
the festival is.
Oh, that's why we spoke about it then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had never gigged in Middle America. Or like I think I did Grand Rapids, which I guess is Middle America, but it was quite new.
Yeah.
So it was my first time from going over here to there and kind of realizing what works and what doesn't.
Mm.
And it's...
How long were you doing?
Tens or 15s.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, cool.
So it's not like an hour where you're like, half this doesn't work. It's, yeah, you just sort of wing it a little bit.
I have never done an hour in at home.
Have you done an hour here?
No, I've done only work in progresses.
And you're doing Edinburgh next year?
I am meant to be.
Oh, well, yeah. That's exciting. How's it coming along?
Oh, I'm...
Because I saw on your Instagram you're doing a Top Secret tomorrow, is it?
Was Thursday. It Top
Secret? Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's an hour.
That's an hour, yeah. So I've got Top Secret, and then I've got a few work in progresses booked. A lot there, actually, which will be nice.
Yeah.
I'm doing my first 45-minute set in 2 weeks.
Okay, so you've never done anything more than 45 yet?
No.
Oh, exciting.
No, well, yeah, no, not...
not you're starting early, and that's nice.
Not that's not been a work in progress. So my first work in progress, I did like 50, 55.
Great, okay.
So what's the 45 you're doing? Where's that?
That is in a U.S. Army base.
What?
In Germany.
Yikes.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so that's a proper booking. So that's not a work in progress.
No.
Yeah, that's the first 45.
That's got to be gold.
It is gold. They think I'm ready, and I am so ready.
Good
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I was expecting. I thought you could say, oh, you know, Comedy Box in Bristol.
Yeah.
Oh, an air base. In Germany.
Yeah.
Germany. It's like random.
I'm very nervous.
How did you get booked for that? Was that an online thing? They
Instagram.
Saw you online. Just, was it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Basically, the booker was like, we have a predominantly Latino base here.
Can you record it? Can we see it?
Yeah. Oh God.
I want to
yeah.
see the venue.
Yeah. My. Apparently,
you need to make sure the venue set up well, because that could be your first.
My friend has done it before. And,
oh, great.
And they said brace yourself.
So what happened? They said that it's a mainly Latino.
It's a predominantly Latino base, yeah, because of the demographic of
Germany.
No, yeah, yeah. No, because it's an American base, right? Yeah. So then they had found me from Instagram, and they said they wanted to book a lineup that was reflective of the
The clientele.
Yeah, and so I am excited about that,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I am also nervous.
That's all right. You got a few work in progresses before that to
yeah.
sort of work your gear in.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, so you've done how many 50 minutes?
One.
Okay, so you've had the one proper work
yeah.
in progress for an hour. How did it feel being up there for an hour?
It felt nice, but also I think I got to around 35 minutes, and I was like, They must hate me.
Oh, really?
Or they must not want to be. I mean, they were lovely. They were great. But I'm 35 minutes. I was like, they're still listening to me.
They must be bored by that.
How
no.
are they still listening to me it's talk so, for this long?
It is a weird thing, that transition. You do get used to it, but because it is a different thing. We were talking about that yesterday, weren't we, Danny?
Because
once you go over 30 minutes, I think it becomes you up there. You can't wing it.
Yeah.
Once you're up there for that long, it's they're embracing you rather
yeah.
than just your act, I think. So it just takes a little while to get used to that. But it's actually nicer, I think, because you can relax more. You can take your time with it.
Yeah, it's so difficult because it feels...
You just got to do loads of them. That's the key.
Right. It feels gluttonous for me. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you're still... I'm like, I'll bring someone else on, I'm sure.
So what about your Edinburgh show? Have you got any... Has it got a theme? Narrative.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm still working on the structure. I struggle with that a lot.
But that takes a while, like I say, doing those hours to work out how to set it all out, because you got the dips and you can move bits here, bits there. It's all, there's loads to sort of work on.
Yeah.
So have you got someone helping you with it?
Not now. Just friends, if they've listened to it, have helped
that's
me.
Nice.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
been nice. But I imagine they'll stop helping me at some point.
Just need to have lots of friends to come.
Yeah. And it's always interesting hearing different perspectives of it. But I think now because if you hear somebody's opinion on your stuff, then it makes you kind of be like, oh, that's not the point I wanted to get across. So that helps in a
okay.
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The amount of times I've had shows where I thought, oh, that's what the thing is. And then after one preview, you just have this eureka moment. You're like, oh, no, that's it. That's
yeah.
not it. That's it. So, yeah, you just got to do loads of them.
Yeah.
You sound like you're going to say something then, so I stopped.
Oh, no, so I just put my glass out of my mouth.
Just looking intelligent.
So has it got a title yet?
I don't have a title, but it's going to be about having a quinceañera.
Katie.
A what?
Oh. A quinceañera is a
quinceañera. There you go. That's your title. There's a pun on it.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll maybe go in there.
There
I like
go.
That. It's a quinceañera is a woman's coming of age in Latin America, like in Latin culture. It's like when a woman turns 15.
Right.
But I didn't have one. I had a doble quinceañera.
Uh-huh.
So when I was 30.
That sounds like a double.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's
and
cool.
So that's kind of what I want it to be about, of kind of my coming of age, but also having being late to things and things like that.
Right. That's cool. Great. So so when you did that preview, were there any bits that you couldn't get to work? So that's sort of the theme of this podcast. Or any bits you're like, I like that, but why didn't that?
Yeah, there were a few things.
Oh, that's good. Well, what have we got?
Yeah, there were a lot of lols. Wait, I put
what
it on my
phone.
LOLs
or?
Yeah, I don't know. There's lols.
That's right, Danny. You need to use your hospital radio Plymouth to fill in the time while Katie gets the notepad out. We've got to keep this rocking, Danny.
I haven't got my jingles, have I?
I haven't got my jingles.
Otherwise, I could be.
This is real. It makes it feel real. This. Oh, you just got them on your phone. Notes on your phone.
I got it. I had too many notebooks going on.
So you're a notebook. Are you a notebooky person?
Yeah.
Like a traditional notebooky.
Yes, but it's too messy. I feel like I don't know how to.
Yeah, I tend to notebook, and then once it's crafted, stick it in a Google Doc.
Do you print?
Once I've got a chunk, just in case something goes wrong with Google, in case Google disappears.
If Google goes down. Google. Like, you know, yeah, Mark, you know, imagine if the internet collapses.
Can you imagine
Mark
just the internet stops? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the unknown. Yeah. That's a big deal, isn't
it? Everyone's big worry about the internet going down.
Yeah, what was Mark going to do? So, yeah. What have you got?
Well, I've got a few bits here. So
you got your stuff at work in your club set.
Yeah.
And then you're now just adding stuff to that.
There's a few. I'm trying to do probably too much at the same time because it's I don't want to not have any. I think I need to be working on my club set because that's how I get money.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But then
what you really want is the whole hour to be club set.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
That's why I look at it. Yeah, because some people will do an Edinburgh show and then when they come back, none of the stuff works in clubs because it's too Edinburgh.
Suck.
Yeah,
that
but that,
really
that happens a lot. So now that's why I think you just got to get everything to work in the clubs first and then it's guaranteed, you know.
Because it's also the easiest way to test things
quicker. Yeah, exactly. Because little chunks you can do in club gigs or new material gigs. So what have you got?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So these things, those are just jokes that I have that are not finished, that not necessarily in my hour yet.
Yeah, but you'd like them to be.
Well, maybe not. I guess
that's a good start.
I talk about going to Disneyland alone.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you go to Disneyland alone?
Yes.
<Do tell.
laughs> Disneyland Paris.
Right.
So I went by myself. And
so did you just think I want to go to Disneyland and you just went?
No, I was in Paris for gigs and then I booked, I had an extra day and there was some protests. And I, in my head, I was like, God, I must go to Disneyland because otherwise I won't be safe. I don't want to get stuck in a Parisian protest.
No.
And you know, it gets crazy out there. And I thought Disneyland would be a haven, like a safe space. And I went alone because I wanted to go to the restaurant Bistro Chef Remy. Do you know it?
No.
It's Remy the Rat's restaurant.
Ratatouille.
From Ratatouille.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Well, he's got his own restaurant.
He's got his own restaurant there.
A rat is cooking the food, then.
Yeah.
No, I'm aware. Hang on. He's under the chef's hat, isn't he, pulling the strings?
Yeah, but he gets his own he gets his own restaurant at the, at the end. No spoilers.
Oh, but it's a spoiler.
Oh, God.
How old's Ratatouille?
How old is it? It may be a... God, must be about...
Alexa, when was the film Ratatouille released? October 2007, so it's 16 years.
It's quite fresh.
Okay.
I think we can spoil the ending now.
Yeah?
So he gets a restaurant at the end. That's good news.
Did they make Ratatouille 2?
They haven't, I don't think.
Ratatouille.
It's my joke, Mark.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I was about to tear myself up.
No, you didn't.
What was Ratatouille?
Behave.
Oh, you jumped in there.
So is there a Ratatouille?
No.
So, did you get to his restaurant?
I went, yeah, and I made my reservation in advance.
Oh, yeah?
But I was just by myself, so you don't really have to do that.
How do you feel about going to restaurants on your own? Because as a comedian, I think that's something you just have to get used to, because I do it all the time. It doesn't bother me.
I was going to start doing, vlogging it, because I do it so often.
Right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I find I get forgotten all the time. I hate it.
Really?
I get forgotten. One time I was waiting at a restaurant for about 35 minutes until someone asked me my order. And I was like, oh, so I've just given up. I've just ordered when I sit down.
It wasn't Nando's, was it? Because you've got to go up to the...
No, it wasn't.
You could be there all day.
Nando's is something I'm very...
No one's taking my fucking order.
Nando's is somewhere I'm very comfortable eating on my own there.
Nando's, yeah.
Mm.
Yesterday, I ate at Five Guys alone, and it was just...
That's nothing wrong with that.
What? No, there's nothing wrong?
No.
Well, it was just... It was so funny, because it was tables, like four tables in a row.
Well, the name of the restaurant's actually almost thrown it in your face. Yeah.
You can have that one.
So, yeah, there you go. You can have that, yeah. So you start talking about going to the Ratatouille restaurant.
So I started talking about going to the Ratatouille restaurant and going alone, and then it's... Basically, the whole premise of the restaurant is they want you to feel like you're the size of a rat.
Inside of a rat?
You're the size of a rat.
Oh, the size of
inside.
A rat.
Inside. That would be...
Oh, really?
That wouldn't be really Disney, would it?
Like an episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So everything's really big.
Right.
So you go in, the plates are massive. Like,
right. So
really
it takes you a while to eat.
Oh,
yeah. This sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and then you
that
go.
It's really cool.
It is very cool, yeah. And you go and you sit on wine corks.
Wine corks,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And so everything is just really big around you. Yeah. Like they have those umbrellas, you know, the drink umbrellas as decoration to make you feel small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cocktail umbrellas.
Yeah, that's it. So I basically just say that I say. All that, and then I say that I didn't feel like a rat, I felt like a loser.
Yeah.
And it's just I like the idea of the joke, but there's not really a joke.
Okay, so how many times have you tried that?
I've tried it quite a few times.
And is there more stuff built around it about going to Disney?
Well, I'm trying to now work on more stuff about being a Disney adult.
Also, sorry, going back to you got four.
You go first.
Go back to so when you're doing the setup to that, and you're talking about going on your own, are you almost sort of you're almost saying to them, "I'm a loser because I'm going on my own." Does that get that impression in the setup? Because if that's the case, then when you tell them you're a loser, it doesn't probably is not a surprise.
Yeah.
Whereas if you went on my own to this thing and made it sort of upbeat, and then I don't know. Do you see what I mean? I feel they already know. That you're saying you're a loser in the way that you're setting it up,
right?
Maybe. I don't know. What do you think,
Danny?
I was
just thinking, is there scope for actually saying you did feel like a rat, and then looking at other scoopers, isn't again one could look at oneself as being like a rat and drawing other comparisons.
To rats?
To rats.
What?
I don't know. That's as far as I got.
Like the pipe, something about Pied Piper. Was it the DJ? No, that was children. No, what was the rat?
Well, first of all, he did the rats, didn't he? Then they wouldn't pay him, so he did the children.
Oh, that's really dark, isn't it? As a story. Anyway.
Story is
the
this?
The Pied Piper. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah, no, the Pied Piper.
Really? Is that an English thing?
It's
a plague, isn't it? It must be, because it's about the plague.
So there was a load of rats in a town, and this bloke called the Pied Piper, he could if he played his pipe, all the rats followed him. So he followed them all into a river. I think it was a river, and they drowned them all.
So he got rid of them.
And got rid of them. And then they wouldn't pay him for the service. So his pipe would also do the same thing for children. So, don't know if he drowned them all at the end or what.
Is this true?
Yes, true story. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Well, yeah, we are kidding. Okay.
I don't know. I can't trust anything in this country. I really can't.
But was that to do with the plague? The rats.
Because
why they got rid of the rats.
Spread the plague?
Well, maybe I'm just connecting. Maybe I've connected those
They'll
two
be shouting
things.
At the speakers here, won't they?
That's yeah, but because maybe there's just loads of rats. I don't know.
Ugh. Let me just give it a quick...
But there might be a Pied Piper reference you could use. But would that be right if you use a Pied Piper reference when you don't know what the Pied Piper is?
No, probably not.
Yeah, no, okay, so actually, you might want to do this on the airbase because it's German.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of Hamelin. I knew that bit. And it's of a legend from the town of Hamelin in Lower Saxony in Germany in 1592 in the Middle Ages. It dates back to the Middle Ages. Yeah. Lured the rats away with his magic pipe. They refused to pay for his services, so he retaliates using instruments, power on the children.
And what did he do with the children? Just took them away.
Let's have a quick look. Some versions state the piper returned the children after extorting payment, or that the children were only returned after the villagers paid several times the original payment.
Oh, but
gold.
They did get returned. Yeah. So he didn't drown them.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Ratatouille.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Wow.
Upbeat. So what else do you do around the Disney thing?
So I'm trying to talk about being a Disney adult. And
and are you linking that into your coming of age? Like you're just going and doing more things, and
just the fact that I've taken a while to grow up,
right?
I guess
because okay.
My coming
Disney,
of age was meant to be at 15, but I had it at 30.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this delay of
What about having your own restaurant? Maybe you could have. You've got Ratatouille's restaurant. What would your restaurant look like if you were creating a restaurant about yourself? Maybe your coming of age restaurant.
Gosh, I don't know. Because my family does have a restaurant.
Your family does have a restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Here we go.
Yeah, a fish and chips restaurant.
Really?
What? Yeah. San Fran?
In a suburb of San Francisco.
English fish and chips?
Yeah, because my grandpa started it when he moved to America.
Oh, yeah, from here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In 1969.
Wow, that's cool.
What's it called?
It's called Camelot Fish and Chips.
Oh,
so
I always like it.
That's what it says on the tin.
Yeah, I like a pun in my fish and chip shops.
That makes sense.
The place to be.
So what's the town called?
Codfather.
Pacifica.
Mother.
Pacifica.
Pacifica, California. Piscine is a French fish. Is it?
Poisson?
I said that wrong. Yeah. Piscine is a swimming pool, is it?
Oh, good Lord.
Piscine. Yeah, swimming pool.
Yeah,
I think.
That could work too.
Poisson. No, it won't work.
I find that really interesting as an idea for some reason.
Do you ever talk about that?
No, I don't know. I don't talk about it much, and I probably should. I try to talk about it a little bit in work in progresses.
San Francisco.
No. I mean, I'm he's probably married to the title of the shop now since that.
I listen to this and change everything.
I just find that really interesting.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure why, but like is it like does he do mashy peas and gravy and all those?
No,
bits?
Those aren't popular. My mom's experience. So my grandpa started it. Now my mom owns it.
Right.
And it's just not popular, and people didn't like that.
No,
like one person would ask maybe a week.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you get someone coming in and asking for something super specific.
So they do battered sausages.
No.
No.
I know.
It's just fish and chips.
It's just fish and chips. And then like other seafood, like
okay.
Oysters, scallops,
yeah,
shrimp.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. So, so what other bits have you got that didn't quite work?
So now on this, speaking of this rat topic.
Yeah.
I have, so I had a mouse in my flat. Mm-hmm. And, the exterminator came and, he said that the mice in London, they're finding that the mice in London are very shy.
Right.
And I just thought that was so funny because he's like, they're not like those country mice that go out all the time. These London mice are really shy.
That's like opposite of people.
Yeah.
Well, and foxes.
Oh, yeah, the foxes.
London foxes, notoriously bold as brass.
Yeah, but in the countryside, they're running away all the time, yeah.
Yeah, but he said the mice, and I just thought that was so... And he's like, and also they're really picky eaters, these London mice. So he had to put out lots of different stuff for the mice because he's like, we don't know what they like.
Yeah, so it's an array of hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. And I just found it so funny.
What did he put down?
Well, he put down different stuff.
Cheese, classic?
Well, no, bad stuff.
Bad stuff, poison.
Poison he put down. No. But different flavored poison.
Oh.
Different flavors.
Some were sweet and some were savory.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd be gutted if you had the sweet first before the savory, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So are you just going out there with the concept at the moment?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That is funny.
I thought it was, and this mouse that I had, he only ate my American candy.
Did you poison it?
As in, that was the problem. That's what they were coming for.
That was the problem, yeah.
Why are you leaving your candy everywhere?
Well, it wasn't everywhere. It was just like, it would get to the bags. I had other things out, but I'd only find little holes in...
Like your Jolly Ranchers or something.
Yeah, or like my Sour Patch watermelons.
Yeah. Oh. That's a good. He's got a good taste, this rat.
Yeah, mouse.
We did have before you poisoned it.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that's.
You know, you say that you're never more than 12 feet from a.
From a rat in London.
From a rat in London.
From
apparently.
A rat.
Yeah,
but it's downwards, right? In the sewer, that is.
Well, it's, yeah,
I isn't mean, it? There's no way there's a mouse in 12 feet of here.
Rat.
Or do you reckon a rat? Or do you reckon there's one down there?
Couldn't tell you. It's the underground car park.
Have you ever had any mice in this flat, Danny?
No, mate. I had a rat once in my flat and I was in denial about it.
A rat. That's bad.
It was the cheeky son of a... I woke up one morning to film my flatmate at the time. It was in the bin and he screamed so loud. He had his cricket bat out trying to get it. This thing, right? And the rat man came around and put down these...
Put down the pellets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically, this rat died. And it was obviously quite clearly under the floorboards in my bedroom, decomposing. And I was in denial.
Oh.
I was in denial, just burning joss sticks, pretending it wasn't happening. But then we were having a party, so I had to lift up the floorboards. And we found this rat, and it had crawled into a Quaker's oat box that was under the floorboards into like his own coffin. And this thing, it was the size of a damn shoebox. The tail was about a foot long.
Oh, my God.
Blimey.
That went in two Sainsbury's bags in the
neighbour's
weaving.
They do smell bad. We had one in our kitchen when I was in North London.
Well, it's decomposing flesh, Mark.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, but the rats take a while to decompose, don't they?
Yeah.
I think... To talk about the shy thing, do you think you can sort of... What would you, as a human, what would you do to sort of make yourself... Trying to get this mouse to come out of its shell a bit? Do you know what I mean? Like, what...
Bit of cheese? Coax out with a bit of cheese?
But what would, like, in a human, like, if you're shy... So, like, a shy mouse isn't really a problem, is it? Because it would never comes out to say hello, does it?
Where are the more brash mice?
They're in the country.
Well, they said they're in the country. The guy said...
That is counterintuitive, isn't it? Because you'd think that there were more brash in London. And
Well, I think maybe because in London, you know, you kind of stick to yourself. You don't... It's kind of a lonely place, so...
Can be.
People don't talk to each other.
No.
So maybe that's what the mice do when they come to the big city.
Do you reckon it's come from the country?
Maybe they've come from the country.
Yeah.
And then they get a finer taste.
It's a bit like you. You've just come to London. And
yeah.
Maybe you could link it to your journey.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Maybe that mouse hasn't had its coming of age yet.
Yeah.
Definitely seems there's quite a lot of strands here regarding rodents.
Yeah, there are. I'm sorry, I have quite a rodent theme going on here. Yeah,
that's good though. But it's good to find links, isn't it?
Has there only been any mice in the fish and chip shop at Camelot?
No,
it's just fish.
Yeah, and chips.
Do you know it's well regarded on Google?
Is it? Have you Googled it?
That's good.
Oh, we should finish the podcast with this.
It's got 865 reviews. With a 4.5 average.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
I've got the menu here, Mark.
Oh, yes.
No saveloys.
No saveloys.
No saveloys. No deep fried sausages.
Deep fried Mars
they
bars?
They do deep fried Mars bars. Yeah.
Of course they do. It's America.
And deep fried Twinkies. Have you ever had a deep fried Twinkie?
I've never had a Twinkie.
Never had a Twinkie, Mark?
They're so good.
What about the Twinkie? What's that from? Tell them about the Twinkie.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Simple but delicious. Great fish and chips. My kids enjoyed their chicken and chips as well. We all left happy with full bellies. We'll definitely be coming again.
That's a great review.
How about that?
Really nice. There we go.
Reviews are so stressful. I don't like them.
Yeah, you got to get used to those for Edinburgh.
Yeah, it's very difficult because I take so much of it quite personally.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's all about the gig for me. I think it's if there are people in there, it's just all about the gig. It's not about...
Have you had many reviews yet?
No. I don't think I have had any.
Because sometimes when people go up to Edinburgh, they just like make a rule where they don't bother Googling themselves and you can... sort of avoid them, can't you? I think more or less if you don't.
Yeah, it just depends on how
you wouldn't
you
even know
take...
they were there necessarily, would you? If you didn't look.
Yeah, but Edinburgh makes it like you've got to.
You've got to shout about them and all that usually.
Yeah.
But it means less and less now, reviews, I think. It's all about social media and all that sort of thing. If you can get your. Because I think less people buy tickets off reviews as they used to.
Do they fuck? Who cares what some little squat thinks who can't make it doing stand up themselves so decide to review it?
Danny doesn't mind reviews. He's quite positive about the whole thing. Right, I've got to get going to the dentist.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've got check a dentist. Up check up. Just a check up. Just a check up.
That's great.
But thank you so much, Katie,
thank
for coming.
You for having
Where can
me.
People find you?
On Instagram, I'm Katie G Comedy.
There we go.
And that's kind of basically...
And you've got a podcast.
And I have a podcast called The Green Card. It's on Spotify.
The Katie Green Card.
Well, it's just the Green Card, but it's, yeah.
The Katie Green Card.
Yeah.
We're still on tour. We've got a few more dates left this other Christmas, and then we're doing another year of the tour. So go to marksimmons.co.uk or my social media at Jokes with Mark. You can find Danny at...
Danny Ward Comedy.
Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.